ネットクーバー FM をお聴きいただいています。今夜はネットで見つけた桜にまつわる音楽をまとめて紹介します。
Hello everybody.
Good evening.
こんばんは。
こんばんは。
Welcome to the Sakura special of Vancouver FM. For those of you who tuned in, you heard us, well, the instrumental version of this episode last week. It's got a selection of music all about cherry blossoms because it is that time.Of the year. It is Sakura season, and across the greater Vancouver area, the Metro Vancouver Regional District, there's somewhere between 40 and 50,000 cherry trees.
Wow.
It's a lot.
That is a lot.
There's some out at UBC, the University of British Columbia. There's some up here in Burnable.
The University of Blossom.
There's some up here in Burnable, CD.A.K.A. Burnaby. There's some out in Coquitlam as well, too. Town Center Park by Lafarge has some nice ones. Plastic Owl is joining me, everybody.
Good evening.
A longtime co-host and now official music volunteer up here at CJSF. Thanks for joining the crew.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah.
It's true.
Of course, you know, if you're ever interested in helping out with community radio, and just come up to the station. Come see us and we'll get you oriented. Tonight, though, we're just going to play some music. We're going to chat about some stuff. We have a discussion already underway about the kickstands of bicycles and their pros or cons thereof. So we'll speak on that.
This bike stand thing's stressing me out, but good thing we have nice.
Stressing you out as much as sandwich boards? What's worse, sandwich boards or kickstands?
Sandwich boards.
Sandwich boards.
At least we have very zen music this evening.
I will pull up our track list here, but I do believe the first couple of ones are from Noel Hiyamizu, and these are Sakura fragments, if I remember correctly.
Japanese for Christmas, isn't it?
No, that's Kurismas.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Nice try.
Oh, it's French. I get this too confused sometimes.
These were really nice. Yeah, Noel Hiyamizu, they are...a trio of koto instruments. So koto is a plucked stringed instrument that has a bridge, so it has a left and a right side, and you can pitch bend. Yeah, it's very cool stuff. These came out a couple years ago, but just really, really nice stuff. One thing that you can do, and it's very popular in Japan and definitely is very popular here or wherever there are cherry blossoms, is to go out and do what's called hanami. So hanami. Yeah, hana means flower, and mi is short for miru, which is the Japanese verb to see or to view. And so it's literally flower viewing or looking at the flowers. And it's very popular in Japan to go and grab a beverage, get some bento, and get all your friends together and just kind of sit underneath the trees and have a good time.
Oh, we did that today.
Exactly. We went out to some of the cherry blossoms here at SFU. Also, a couple days ago, Plastic Owl and I went around Stanley Park and English Bay and False Creek. Saw some lovely cherry blossoms. David Lamb Park. Some of them were burnt, but you know,
dried out.
Yeah, they are. This is the impermanence of cherry blossoms. It is fleeting beauty. They're only here for
the most remarkable thing about the cherry blossoms is. After these few weeks, you wonder, what happened to them? They just disappear. They look like any other tree.
And it's so beautiful. For those of you who find yourself in Vancouver, you can go to the Vancouver Cherry Blossom Festival website, vcbf.ca.
I'm going to go there right now.
Yeah, they have a wonderful website. So every spring, kind of late March throughout April and a little bit into May as well, because we have different varietals, differing blooming times. You can go on the Vancouver Cherry Blossom website.
I'm going there right now.
They have a map. They have an interactive map, and it will tell you, if you specifically go to finder.vcbf.ca, F-I-N-D-E-R, finder.vcbf.ca, and you can see where the cherry blossoms are all over the Lower Mainland. There's some all the way in North Van. There's some out at UBC. There's some down in White Rock and Surrey.
Oh, there's a lot of them.
There's a lot.
I'm frightened. Oh, no. They're getting closer to us. There's one right here, right on top of us. We gotta run.
It's a cherry blossom.
Actually, there's only one here.
Up on the mountain?
Yeah.
There's some by where the Horizons restaurant used to be. Burnaby Mountain Park, I think it's called. With the, Playground of the Gods?
Mm-hmm. Yep, there's one. The one they have in Burnaby is Shiro Hugen and Three Pink Perfection at the southwest edge.
Shiro means white.
Oh.
Yeah.
What's a Fugen?
Yeah, Fugen, not sure. Let's see. Shiro Hugen. It's a deciduous tree. Japanese flowering cherry, a flowering cherry of great beauty, great beauty, award-winning.
Oh.
Small deciduous tree of vase-shaped habit with a flattened crown and gorgeous blossoms. Pink in buds, large fragrant double flowers, 2 inches across, counting up to 25 to 30 petals, open white with a tinge of pink on reverse of the outer petals, and then change again to deep pink before shedding of the petals. Yeah, I can't read. It's okay. I had a long day. Blooming in late spring, the blossoms are held gracefully in pendulous, long-stalked clusters of 3 to 7 flowers, closely packed along the branches, emerging coppery red. The leaves turn bronze green and orange in the fall. A healthy, vigorous, ornamental cherry that Western gardeners have prized for over a century, and 5 times that in Japan. Ooh, it was a recipient of the prestigious Award of Garden Merit from the Royal Horticultural Society.
Ooh.
Fantastic. So good. So good. I just love cherry blossoms. Also, one thing that we did, this is just a tradition that I do every cherry blossom season. I make the pickled plum onigiri.
It was delicious.
Those are so good. So you get umeboshi, which are the fermented, the pickled, salty, sour pickled plums, and then you put that in some rice and you wrap it up in seaweed and you eat it. Sometimes I put tuna in there as well too. Smoked tuna was the best. Oh man, smoked tuna, umeboshi, and the rice seasoning. So good. Would highly recommend eating Japanese food while you look at the cherry blossoms. It just seems to work.
I would imagine so.
Yeah. Tea is good, too.
Tea was good.
Some umeshu. Next time we go, we'll get some umeshu. What else? I mean, just so much. So, so good. And we biked around. That was good, too. Bikes. That's a nice way to get around downtown. Yeah. Bitcoover.
What do you call it? The Greater Bitcoover Regional District?
The Metro Bitcoover Regional District. It used to be... It's Metro Bitcoover now, but it used to be the Greater Bitcoover Regional District. The GBRD. For those of you in the know. Yeah.
Of course.
That's so good. I had a whole thing where it was like... Los Angeles and
Chiptoria.
Yeah, Chiptoria for sure.
Oh, don't forget about Dawson Creek.
No. Yeah, there were other ones as well. Yeah, we'll put them all on a shirt.
I like Bitcoover the best.
Yeah, I mean, it's the classic. It's been around in the fall, it'll be 8 years of the program. We're coming up on our 16th season.
Congratulations.
Of about 8 episodes per season. So, you know, some sporadic moments, but I would say the fact that it's kept going all these years is a testament to how crazy I am. So, all right, we're going to let this Kodo track play, and we're going to go have a sip of coffee. So we'll be right back here on Bitcoover FM. Thank you so much for joining us during the Sakura special.
Coffee.
夜はビトクーバー FM で桜を楽しみましょう。
はい、ようこそ皆さん。
We have the automated voices and the included voices.
Yes.
We do both of them.
Yes. That's what's special about the Sakura special. A little throwback to the podcast days where Vancouver used to be completely automated.
I remember this.
Yeah, those are great.
You're listening to Vancouver FM.
Vancouver's only chiptune podcast. It was podcast back in the day. And then in 2017, in October of 2017, we were awarded full FM show status.
Do you still do host the biddies?
Oh, you know, I haven't in a while.
Oh, I forgot.
Yeah, I haven't in a while. No, those were fun. I probably should go back retroactively and do them. I was supposed to do them this year, but...
You do the charts every week.
I do the charts every week, yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah, I moonlight as a music director here. My real job is Vancouver. I mean, that's what got me to the station.
This is your day job.
And it is.
And your job you do during the day is your night job.
Exactly. It's my Tokyo day job. Ooh, that'd be a good band name, Tokyo Day Job. That's a good band name, actually.
Is that a metaphor for something?
Yeah, it's like the job you do at night in BC.
Oh.
But it's in the daytime in Tokyo.
I forgot about time zones.
Yeah. Yeah, that was weird. Phoning home, I'd be like, hey, it's 3 in the afternoon. And they'd be like, yeah, it's like 11 at night. Thanks for calling. We're going to bed now.
Good
night. Oyasuminasai. Oyasuminasai. Sakura fragments to hidden Sakura. Yeah.
Surf's up.
Yeah, surf's up, bro. I met someone from California today, so shout out. Shout out to a fellow Bay Area.
Do they have cherry blossoms there down there?
They do. There's some lovely cherry blossoms, especially up in San Francisco. There's some awesome cherry blossoms.
You know, if I zoom out enough, there's no cherry blossoms outside of Vancouver. There's not even cherry blossoms in Japan.
I wonder why. I think the map is just for the Vancouver area.
That makes sense, actually.
Yeah, it's the BBCF, or no, BCBF. Vancouver Cherry Blossom Festival.
You know what's crazy is that there are Vancouver cherry blossoms in Victoria.
Oh, yeah.
In the greater cherry blossom.
In Chiptoria. Yes. Shout out to the island. Victoria's fun. I lived there for a couple years.
Yeah, me too.
It's an interesting place. It's a bit of a time warp, though, I gotta be honest. Mm-hmm. I feel like cabin fever sets in after a while and you gotta run to Nanaimo or run to Sports Bay and get back to the mainland.
You know, the worst thing about it is, like, I always thought that Victoria was like Little London, and then I went to London and I realized, these are nothing alike.
No.
The difference ends at the five-way intersections and double-decker buses.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's all they have in common.
Some of the architecture is very British, like where the Rogers chocolate is.
Just very little, and just that little section.
Government Street, yeah. Government Street and the Parliament and the Harbour.
It's like kind of...
And what is that? That manor that's just next to... It's like that White House that's next to... they do tea... it's not the Empress, but it's like Empress is here, and then Parliament Building is here, and then it's past that. It's kind of by the ferry terminal.
Blackball?
It's an old manor.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I'm aware of that.
Yeah.
I can't remember what it's called either. Yeah. I've never been.
Yeah, there's some old houses, because, I mean, Victoria has been around since the 1830s. Yeah, Chiptoria, BC.
It's official.
Yeah, some nice stuff.
What's
again,
next?
You know.
Ooh.
Yeah, I can't remember specifically what one these are. What I'll have to do is I'll have to copy this and bring it over here, and then we can queue up some stuff, and then I can actually do it like that, because you shouldn't be queuing and listening on the same channel. It's not recommended. Yeah, a little bit of typing there for you, everybody. It wouldn't be a Vancouver episode without a little bit of...
It's a good sound.
It is a good sound. This is a fun keyboard. You can also adjust the backlight here. I think if you hold function.
For those who can't see, it's
an RGB keyboard, and it goes green, orange, yellow, pink, blue, purple,
Well, pink, forgive red. Forgive the bad joke, but if it was the rainbow colored, wouldn't it be an LGBT keyboard?
No, oh, jeez. Where's the queer key? Yeah. FN function page up and down allows you to adjust the brightness. So you can turn the lights off and just have a keyboard, but that's not fun.
Oh, okay. I was going to turn the lights off.
Oh, yeah. And we also have a cool audio reactive light in the corner there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's just kind of doing its own thing.
Cool.
You'll only get this type of stuff live on Vancouver FM. Yeah, so...
Vancouver's only chiptune drive.
What other cherry blossom stuff can we talk about? Ooh, I mean, my sister, Pinky Narf, long time friend and regular co-host of the show, as is Plastic Owl, is a big fan of cherry blossom flavored things. So let's look up cherry blossom, like sakura flavored food.
I need my glasses for this.
Sakura flavor powder. Oh yeah, sakura latte. Yeah.
Ooh.
I did actually get a thing of sakura latte for her from Japan.
I bought some for my mom. I didn't have to go to Japan.
What else do we got? Ooh, cherry blossom donuts.
Ooh.
Cherry blossom mochi.
Ooh.
Nice. Cherry blossom like matcha.
Ooh.
Cherry blossom ice cream.
Ooh.
Oh, that actually sounds really good.
Ooh.
Ooh. So there's a style of sweets in Japan. They're called wagashi. And traditional Japanese confectionery. And very much it is a seasonal thing. So it changes. And Japanese food is very seasonal to reflect the ever-changing and impermanent nature of life.
Unlike where Canada, we just eat
burgers all the time. Steaks all the time.
Pancakes. And you can just import anything from anywhere, anytime.
That's true. That's
true. And grow it in hot houses.
Yeah.
It's fine. Seasons don't exist here.
There's a fair bit of seasonality here, I would say.
The season where you stay inside, and then the season where you can go outside.
Yeah.
Without thinking too much about it. And it's like, it doesn't change your diet. Well, maybe a little bit. You probably eat more soups in the winter. More hot foods. I don't know.
Let's see if we can see some sakura wagashi. Yeah, of course there's sakura mochi. That's pretty classic. Oh, look at these. Yeah, there we go. Sakura mochi. Those are great.
Ooh.
I actually got a little like keychain plush of that.
Aww.
Yeah.
Do you ever try? Can't eat it though.
No, can't eat it, but it is wrapped in cherry blossom leaf.
Mm.
And it normally has the adzuki, the red bean filling inside it. Let's see what other sakura foods. Oh. Dango. Dango is really good with the matcha, the regular, and the sakura. Mm. Those are very good. They're similar. They're similar to, or the Newfoundland flag.
Oh.
You know? They're similar to mochi, but they're a little bit different. Mochi is just rice flour. I think dango has some regular flour in it. There's also a good type of dango that I had in Nagoya called mitrash dango.
Mm.
And it's grilled dango with a sweet sauce. Very good. 10 out of 10. Super good. Cherry blossom foods. What else we got? Looks like Starbucks is jumping on the trend. Good for them.
Starbies.
Mochi. Ooh. Cherry blossom dango croissant.
Ooh.
Amazing. It's cherry blossom ice cream. I could get down with that.
Is that a rabbit?
That is a rabbit trying to lick the cherry blossom ice cream.
Rabbits
how cute.
Have tongues?
Yes. Rabbits scream. Did you know that?
I didn't want to know
they go
that.
Like, wah!
I didn't want to know
Yeah, bunnies
that.
Will scream. Ooh. Cherry blossom inari.
Ooh.
Very nice. Cherry blossom tree dessert. Oh, look at that.
Oh.
That's cool. That's very cool. What else? Oh, what?
Whoa.
Five cherry blossom. Okay, sakura tea. So you just put cherry blossoms in tea. That's nice.
I could do
sakura
that
sake. You put your cherry blossoms in sake. Soba.
Oh.
Whoa.
Pink soba.
That's cool.
No, oh,
I,
no. You
I don't want to sign up. Sakura mochi, yes. And hanami dango. Very nice. Literally flower watching dango. Very cool. What else?
Ooh, look at the curry.
Ooh. Pink cherry blossom curry? I don't know how I feel about that.
I want to eat that Hatsune Miku
the
curry.
The blue curry? Yeah. Hatsune Miku curry. Arriving in a pouch filled with ready-to-eat goodness. That's the life motto. Hey, everybody, I'm arriving in a pouch with ready-to-eat goodness. You kangaroo? No, I am cherry blossom curry. Haru Mankai Sakura Curry. Approximately $6. Cool. Very cool. Moderately spicy instant packet is made with a white roux, used with coconut milk, accentuated with actual flower petals. Also features chopped potato and carrot. If you're looking to further elevate your meal, you can add any ingredient of your choice, such as onion, chicken, beef, and more. Ooh, I love more.
More is my favorite.
More
food.
Is so good. I love a fresh ocean.
Ocean possibilities.
Yeah, wild caught more.
Ocean possibilities. An ocean.
The vacuumed pouch can be prepared by heating in a pot of water for 5 minutes or with its contents being microwaved. Okay, I gotta give it up to Japan. The microwaves in Japan were so good. They were incredible. You could select the wattage and it would like heat up your food instantly.
Now, do they have, the biggest question is, do they have the same problem that we do? When you buy popcorn, do not push the popcorn button. Follow the instructions on the bag. Does the popcorn button work in Japan?
I don't think I ate popcorn, and there was no popcorn button in Japan.
Okay,
as far as I saw, there was just
button is a trap.
You would choose either like the weight of your food in grams, I guess mass of your food in grams, and then your time.
How would I know that?
And then your it comes on the package.
Oh, okay.
And also most packages would give you like a wattage, either 500, 550, 600, 650 are common standard wattages for power. It is. It's intense. And Japanese microwaves, shout out. You can actually ask the convenience store clerk to warm up things for you.
Oh.
Yeah.
Not like here where you ask them for anything or just like,
nah.
Get out of here.
Nah, dog. Ooh, let's check out this Suntory Hibiki whiskey. CJSF does not advocate any product featured on this program.
These are just for
Sakura viewing purposes. Yeah,
you can look at it.
Yeah, you can look at it.
But don't buy it.
Ooh, aged in Sakura wood.
Oh,
that's kind of cool. Cherry blossom season. Nice. A new flavor called Blossom Harmony.
Oh,
nice for 8,000 yen.
Oh no, that's a lot of money.
That is a lot of yens. Yeah. What else we got here?
Ooh, so it's macaroons?
Yeah. Ooh, nice.
Like that anyway.
Ooh, sweets. Oh, man, the Japanese pastry game is next level. It is very, very good. Ooh, those look very nice. I mean, you can also just have something that's pink with flowers on it. It'll count.
Anything pink. Fine. Get Barbie.
Cherry blossom. Ooh.
Ooh.
What's this?
That looks gross.
What do cherry blossoms? No, I don't care. Cherry blossoms have a delicate flavor that can be difficult to describe. When eaten fresh, they have a slightly sweet and floral taste with a hint of bitterness. The taste is subtle and can vary depending on the variety of the blossoms. In Japanese culture, cherry blossoms are present in traditional dishes such as sakura mochi, a sweet rice cake wrapped in a cherry blossom leaf. The leaves themselves have a slightly salty taste that balances the sweetness of the rice cake.
You're supposed to eat
the leaves. I feel like I'm on an Iron Chef description. You know, the Iron Chef has prepared.
Have they done Iron Chef sakura?
Ooh. Red snapper. Iron Chef. Cherry blossom. Special theme. Iron Chef battle database. Oh, battle Hanami. Oh.
Ooh. It's got a dead link to a YouTube video.
Oh, Nakamura. Okay, Nakamura was definitely one of the OG Iron Chefs. Koume Nakamura.
I like Morimoto.
Yep. And we had the judges. Yep. Kurimoto, Asano, Okada, Eiji Bando, and Asako Kishi. Oh, and the Iron Chef won. The Iron Chef crushed. He got perfect 20s. Oh my gosh. Wow, he got 98 out of 100.
Oh.
That's really good. Oops. So excited. Okay, what is this? Okay. We might have to find some of this. Let's see. Iron Chef Battle Hanami.
What's Hanami?
Flower viewing.
Oh.
Yeah, Hana, flower, Mi, short for Miru.
I like to battle while I have a few flowers.
Yeah. List of Iron Chef episodes.
It balances out the distasteful peacefulness.
Amazing. April 11th, 1997. Right in the middle of cherry blossom season. Oh, so good. Nice.
Sush.
Yeah. Okay, let's go 1997. April. There it is, right there. Hanami. He was fighting Yang Guangjian, who does Chinese, Cantonese style cooking. Ooh, that, we're going to have to find that. It's going to be a good episode. I remember watching this when it first aired because they, it was kind of in the late 90s that they started doing dubs on the Food Network. And it was just, the first episode I ever watched was Battle Milk.